Do you want to tell me about your sign? It says Our Nation's Shame, NDAA.
Are you familiar with the acronym or the initials NDAA? National Defense Authorization Act. That's the legislation that the president signed. I believe it was in December of 2011, but anyway, it has, among other really objectionable parts, a Section 1021, which is the part that allows the president to determine who's a terrorist and to take them out, that is, execute them, and or, well, if they execute, they won't be detained, but, you know, in terms of detained. The detention part is tremendously troubling because it would appear that even Americans on American soil, we know that there have already been Americans on foreign soil that have been executed as part of, because they were in the company of others. The objection is to the vagueness of the idea of terrorism, but specifically to the power that it imparts to the president with no oversight whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. And did you see recently a judge struck down NDAA?
A gentleman just came over and told me that. I said, no, I drove here from Vermont yesterday, and the day before that I was baking pies for a church supper in my hometown, so no, I didn't see it. I don't have TV, but I read the paper, and I usually get my news off, you know, web streaming. Nation of Change, which is a collection of blogs, you know, op-eds,
What's your hometown?
Waitsfield, Vermont.
Waitsfield, okay.
It's in the Mad River Valley.
Okay. I kind of know New Hampshire.
No, well, it's not in New Hampshire. Don't confuse us.
You want to tell me about your sticker? Your Free Bradley Manning sticker?
I just took one because I know the name and I really feel that it's an outrage what the government has done. He's been in solitary confinement for many, many months. Mm-hmm. It's an attempt to, of course, shut him down when really he's a whistleblower on activities that are definitely illegal within the military, so he should have been applauded, or at least his testimony taken and employed to get the ones who did the bad things, not to shut him up by putting him in solitary.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not related to this. I picked it up over there.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of causes here. If I tried to list everything that I'm for or against, whatever, but this is so, so important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I made the poster up in Vermont, and it's the only thing I brought with me, mm-hmm. so I hold it up until my arms get tired, and then I sit down for a while.
Sure. So do you identify with Occupy Wall Street?
Yeah.
And you have?
Up back in Vermont,
since the beginning? Like,
well, yeah. I came down here probably in the third or fourth week of the occupation last fall, And I spent 2 days in the city, and then I went back home. And I went to some Occupy activities in Burlington and Montpelier. Those are the only ones. There's one currently in Montpelier. Yeah.
What's going on up there?
Not much, unfortunately. I get discouraged because they do an awful lot of process stuff. That is explanation, making sure everybody gets their turn to talk, and they talk and talk, but other than a few marches between the state capitol and downtown City Hall, you know, back and forth with posters, I don't think we, so far, I haven't seen anything.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to see?
In Montpelier or in Central Vermont, that particular one's called Occupy Central Vermont. I'd like to see them go at least to the headquarters of the few big banks that are owned by corporations in New York. They're not local banks. That would be, if you were talking just the attack on the banks, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I have a lot of other things. I try to give more of my personal attention to the militarization of police, the abusive treatment of mentally ill in our jails and prisons. You know, I have other things that I do, so the Occupy Montpelier isn't a big deal for me.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell me about the other, what are you involved in with prisoners?
In terms of with a church group, a statewide UCC, United Churches of Christ,
mm-hmm.
it happens to be the one I belong to, but they cooperate with many other churches. This meeting with the corrections commissioner and the governor and state legislators, because I am, and I think others, some others at least in the group, but certainly I'm very, very opposed to shipping Vermont men and women out of state. I have a son who was taken from Vermont, sent to Kentucky to one of the correction corporations of America. And he certainly wasn't abused there. It was a brand new, you know, prison. That wasn't the issue. The issue is that they take them away so far from family. There's no visitation possible under those. For most Vermonters, there's no visitation possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it strikes at one of the Corrections Commission in Vermont has as part of its mission to reunite incarcerated persons with their families, to restore or maintain family relationships. So that's the basis on which we object. Of course, I object to corporations making money off prisoners in the larger sense, you know. Using, and the federal government even has passed laws that make it possible for private employers to make use of incarcerated persons' labor at very low wages. The majority of the money they earn goes to the company, or they're allowed to keep it. They claim that they paid it, but they don't have to actually pay it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things. So.
Mm-hmm.
More than enough about me. I want my message to be the poster.